Hi, I'm Ken Page, and I'm the author of Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. And I'm one of Meet Mindful's experts. And I'm so happy to offer this next micro meditation just for the amazing Meet Mindful community. This micro meditation is a powerful one. It's very powerful medicine, and it's kind of very sweet too, and very humbling. Here's what it is. It's taking a moment to look at a time, not a serious, heavy, intense time, maybe a smaller time, that happened to you recently where you could have been more loving, where you missed a moment to treasure someone, where you maybe didn't listen, some not really big thing where if you think about it, you realize that you could have been more on the mark of love. And then to soften around that, to forgive yourself, and to kind of regroove yourself to see how you could, next time, not miss a moment like that. Now here's what I want to say about this before we begin. This is not about self-flagellation. In fact, it's about one of the simply greatest acts of micro-heroism that you can do. And that is admitting and acknowledging ways in which you missed an opportunity for love, for whatever the reason. When we can do that, not for the purpose of beating ourselves up, but because we want love and intimacy so badly, something amazing happens inside us. Our hearts soften and our characters begin to reform in an incredible way to become more the person we want to become in love. It's kind of the thing that we want to avoid, is saying I made a mistake here or I could have done it differently. But when we face it head on and say, yes, I want more love, that's what counts most to me, something melts and softens and we step into our love greatness. So let's try this micro meditation together. We'll begin now. Take a moment to think of an event that maybe happened in the last 2 days. Not one that's really, really heavy, but one where in thinking about it, you might have lost a moment of acknowledging someone, listening to someone, making more space for who they were at a time that they needed you. Take a moment and think of that incident. It could have been as simple as your cat coming up to you and wanting some affection and you were busy and just didn't have the time to give a little pet to the cat. Or it could be somewhat bigger than that, but nothing that's going to be really hard on you. Take a moment to remember the incident. Remember what it felt like to be in that zone when maybe your heart was not hard, but maybe slightly hardened. Maybe you just weren't thinking of kind of the softness of the being in front of you. And how that felt and how you felt and kind of what that habitual place can be like for you, because God knows each one of us has many moments like this, and I relate completely to this experience, and I do this exercise all the time. So remember what it was like to kind of have that numbness or that not full connectedness, and now picture yourself having that full connectedness, just doing that slightly different act that would be from a softer hearted place. And who the man, the woman, the person you would be acting like that. Because my guess is that's the person you're aiming and yearning to become more like. And just hold that to your heart with compassion, with softness. And now think if there's something you can do to change your future. Maybe you might want to give an extra pet to your cat, or you might want to acknowledge a moment missed with a loved one, or you might want to think about how you could do it differently with that same loved one next time, and hold that to your heart. And now please appreciate yourself for the kind of greatness of humility, because it is a greatness, of acknowledging a way that you could have loved deeper and your desire to be the person who does. Feel the softening in your heart, the melting, and the influx of love that happens. Because when you do this, you reform your very character. Take a moment to feel the ripples. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day and practice this as often as you wish.